today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I will wait on the Lord. There are so many things in life that I want right now. There are so many things I would like to do right now. There are so many places I would like to visit right now. And there are so many things I would like to do for others right now. I'm sure that there are many of you, just like me, who want to do so many things and want so much to happen, but we have to wait. Waiting can be difficult to do. Most of us have not been taught to wait or how to wait. Waiting is something we do not practice. In life, we have fast food, microwavable this and that, drive-through here, there. Sometimes I'm taken back at the lack of patience in grocery stores and restaurants and malls. No one wants to wait, but the Word of God shares with us that there is something to gain from waiting. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." The general principle here is patient, praying believers are blessed by God in their trials. Waiting takes the position of patience with prayer. No matter what comes or may, I'm going to wait on the Lord. No matter what they offer me, I'm going to wait on the Lord. No matter what they say they will do for me, I am going to wait on the Lord. No matter how good he or she looks, I am going to wait on the Lord. Waiting will call prayer on the line and begin to communicate with God. Waiting patiently with prayer will renew your strength as you trust in the promises of God. Waiting patiently with prayer will cause you to soar above your trials and see the salvation of the Lord. Waiting patiently with prayer will give you endurance to run the race that is set before you. Waiting patiently with prayer will enable you to walk with the Lord and go the distance without getting weary, but instead you are strengthened by the power of His might. Wait on the Lord. Don't get ahead of Him today. Everything you need and want is on the other side of your obedience to wait on Him, His will and His way for you. So wait is waiting on you to arrive. Be encouraged. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.